Welcome to the Course Creators MBA Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Destiny Kopp, and I help business owners increase their revenue with digital products and automated sales funnels. In this podcast, we tell the stories of ordinary business owners just like you. We talk about their story and how they got started, the challenges they've experienced, and how they overcame them. These are discussions with real people who understand what it's like to own an online course or membership business. Before we begin our show today, I want to let you know that this episode is sponsored by our flagship Course in a Box program, which helps you create your revenue-generating course in less than a week. Course in a Box is available on AppSumo at a special deal, and you can learn more about Course in a Box by visiting the link in the show notes. Let's jump right into our show. And today, my special guest is Beth Nydick. Beth shows her clients how to intentionally prepare their business and leverage exposure through collaboration and media so they can increase their credibility, acquire more clients, and earn cash. As a result of working with Beth, her clients confidently appear on TV and media with a solid business foundation and use media and strategy to scale their business. Beth has been featured on Oprah, Parade, Forbes, Nylon Magazine, Tory Burch, and Better Homes and Gardens, plus appearances on The Dr. Oz Show, The Chew, and The Tonight Show, and holds 2 Guinness Book of World Records. Beth, thank you so much for joining me. I'm so excited to be here with you today.
Oh my goodness, so am I. Thank you so much for having me.
So before we get started on your journey, I have to know, you said that you hold 2 Guinness Book of World Records. You have to tell us about it.
Okay. So it's not just mine. I actually share them with a lot of people. One is being a speaker at the largest podcasting conference in the world called PodFest. And the other one happens to be connected to a movie premiere. The movie was Paul Blart Mall Cop. And at that time in my career, I was more of an influencer and I was invited to come don a security guard outfit, like an actual authentic security guard shirt with the tie and the badge and the whole thing. And there, I think there were thousands of us on Segways in New York City. And if you look in the Guinness Book of World Record book, you know, that has all the listings of it, my little face is right there in the front for the picture and the opportunity. It was such a great day. And to meet all these men and women who take care of people all over the country. It was based in New York, but it was security guards from all over the country. It was really a phenomenal event in my life. And I get to have a Guinness Book World Record. How bad is that?
I love that. And I have to say, I have seen that movie. So yes, now I want to go back and try to figure out where you are in it. Okay. So getting serious now, why don't you jump right in and tell the audience a little bit more about your entrepreneur journey and how you got to where you are today?
Oh, I appreciate that so much. I would say what comes up first for me is I was that little girl in fifth grade that was selling stickers on the playground. So I've always been in an entrepreneurial spirit. My parents own car washes and, different service-based companies throughout the years. They've always been their own bosses. They've always had entrepreneurial spirit. So I learned it as a young age. I used to ride around in the car with my dad in the 80s with his cell phone. And just listening to how he spoke to people, how he enrolled his community in the ideas he was doing. My dad was one of those guys, whatever idea he had was always bigger, better, and more. And I took that on as a young woman and created, I did jewelry for a while. I did pocketbooks for a while when my kids were little. I did diaper bags. And also when I started working actually out of college, it was all about finding the right atmosphere for myself that I could be creative and I could be that entrepreneur. And being a TV producer, it's super creative. And when you want to create a story around something that's important to you, having that entrepreneurial spirit really helps because you're enrolling people in the idea. And sometimes it costs money. So getting sponsors, getting brands, getting people to think that the idea that you're doing is a good idea for adding value to their audience was always a part of it. In 2009, I became an online entrepreneur. My kids were in school. I was like, okay, what am I going to do with my life? What am I good at? And I didn't want to go back to TV because anyone that knows TV knows you work 14, 16, 18 hours a day. And I just didn't want to do that with two little kids. So I actually became a nutritionist. I got certified. I was doing counseling and that kind of stuff, but I always knew that I wanted more. I didn't want to be stuck in an office talking to people all day. So I turned my attentions to being online and I created Blue Barn Kitchen, which is my lifestyle website. And that was all about eating healthy, feeding your kids healthy. You know, I hated going to see my kids at school and watching the garbage a lot of the kids were eating. So I would educate moms on how to really feed their families. A few years later, I got picked up by a Dr. Oz producer. Literally on Facebook, she liked my content and she brought me onto the show to be, to be a lifestyle and healthy eating expert. And I got to do that for a little while, for a couple of years, and I got to be a part of what they were creating there. And through that, I realized the power of what media can do for you. I'd always been in the media realm, like working in TV, PR is a big part of what you do to create more opportunities for yourself. And I realized that through my former TV experience, because I was a TV producer as well out of school, that I knew the system. I knew the jargon. I knew how it worked. So when I would call on TV shows and I would email them and create these relationships with TV producers, they liked me because I knew TV. They knew that I could speak. They knew that I looked a certain way. And they also knew that I understood how TV worked. And because a lot of people that come on are newbies, right? If you're like Destiny, if they're like, okay, Destiny, come on, Good Morning America, you might not understand how it really works. So they really liked me for that. And honestly, I leaned into that by figuring out what I could do next in my business. And the next thing was I published a cocktail cookbook. So the cocktail cookbook is all about health. It's called Clean Cocktails, Righteous Recipes for the Modern Mixologist. And it's all about how to create something healthy for yourself, because I was seeing too many of my clients work so hard during the week and eat salads and work out and do all this crazy stuff. And then they would go out on the weekends and have two margaritas and kill everything they did during the week. So I wanted to develop these recipes to make it easier for them. And as the book came out, I just kind of leaned into my community and was telling my friends and my friends in the media about the book. And they started promoting the book and they started putting the book on their TV shows and they started putting the book in places where I could gain the most exposure. And it just kind of exploded from that. You know, when Oprah calls you, I'll tell you guys the Oprah story. You know, for those of you that love Oprah, because I'm a big Oprah lover, I actually was in Israel at my son's bar mitzvah. We were traveling with my entire family. So there were 30 of us in Israel. And I get a phone call from the publicist that worked at the publishing house. And she was like, Oprah wants you to create Oprah wants you to create a new recipe just for the magazine. So I'm literally like in a hotel in Tel Aviv in Israel with the bartenders. And I created a different cocktail for the magazine. I sent it to my co-writer. She tried it in the States to make sure it worked. And we have a whole feature about us and about the book in Oprah magazine. You know, these things just, not that they just happen. It's like creating the consistency and the clarity behind what you're doing and enrolling the people behind you and how it works. And what happened after that is I started doing lots of keynote speaking on asking for what you want, on creating an idea and getting something made from it, and enrolling your community in the ideas that you have so that you can all be successful and level up together. And I just realized how much more impact I could have on my community, my life, my family's life by really leaning into all the knowledge I had of being an online entrepreneur and using the media to create the kind of business you want. And that's what I do today. I help small business owners, media personalities, everything from, you know, local news anchors to the local mom who has a new way of creating glasses, you know, because I can't see my computer anymore. And I help them not only earn the media that they want, enroll the people that are around them, but also make sure that the business part of their business makes money, because there's too many women out there that have a great idea, that have a website and the social media, but they're still not making money. It's just those little tweaks that you can make and the knowledge that I can impart to them. And that's what I do in my group programs. I really rework their business piece of it so that when we do get them on media and they do get covered in their local newspaper and their local news station and, you know, regional, and then we get them on those national shows, that when people come to their sites and they come to their social, they see the message that they're trying to get into the world and they buy their products. And that's where you get those more clients, the more credibility, and the more cash in your bank account. Because we're not doing hobby, like there's hobbyists, and I'm happy that you're a hobbyist, But if you're a small business owner and you're not making money, you need that help. You need somebody to give you the knowledge that you're missing, because the message that you're trying to get out there, I really believe this. Like, if you're so passionate about what you do and you're not getting it out there, you're doing a disservice to the world, because the world needs the energy that you have within you. And that was a lot. That's really how I feel.
Yes, absolutely. And I have so many questions for you, but okay. I do yeah. like what you just said in that last statement about we're not hobbyists. And I think everybody mm-hmm. listening here, we're in it to help people, but also to make a living and to make an income. So, right. okay. So, and I also want to, before we get off the phone or get off the Zoom call today, I definitely want to let people know where they could get that cocktail work cookbook that you have. Do you still sell it? I'm just curious.
Oh, it's on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, but I always ask, if you have a local bookstore, please call your local bookstore. And if they don't have it, they can order it. It doesn't cost them any more money to order it. It might cost you a few more dollars to buy it, but supporting local is really important. And I'd ask you to do that first.
I was just, as you were going through that, I'm like, I have to make sure that we give all the listeners the link to that so they can go out and get that. Okay.
Thank you.
So you are in 2009, you moved into online entrepreneurship. You mm-hmm. started as a nutritionist. How long did you work as a nutritionist before you kind of pivoted and moved into helping people with their PR and publicity?
So I did it until 2018, for a long time. And I was, you know, looking back on it, I think about it this way. I'm much more monetarily successful in what I do now, but I impacted a lot more people and how they live their lives than what I was doing. So, you know, success comes in many different ways, but I went through the trenches. I learned everything you needed to learn, because a lot of people feel like they start this entrepreneurial journey in 3 years, they're going to be making their six figures, right? And they're going to understand how to market their company and they're understand how to get their message out there. It actually takes quite a long time. I do have to say though, I interviewed a lot of coaches back then, and if I could go back, I would hire those coaches that I interviewed, or this one coach in particular that I interviewed, because I know that that would have helped me probably shave off 5 to 6 years of my journey at that point. Makes a big difference.
You know, and I hear that from a lot of people. They wish yeah. they had hired somebody to kind of help them earlier so they didn't mm-hmm. make all of the mistakes that I think a yeah. lot of us make, you know, yeah. when we're first starting out.
Exactly.
So when you were in Oprah's magazine, I'm assuming mm-hmm. you were still in your nutritionist type career, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So in 2018, that's when you moved into PR and helping people. Mm-hmm. And you made a comment earlier. You were good at it, right? Because you understood TV, you understood right. kind of the what was going on behind the scenes. And you're right. If somebody asked me to be on Good Morning America, I wouldn't know where to start, because I've never
I'll
been
help you. I'd help you. Yeah.
never been exposed to that. So I definitely think there's you know, power in that, in all the experience that you had. Tell us a little bit about, I know you have online course. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about, you started, you know, you pivoted in 2018. How long was it before you added an online course to your portfolio? And what did you do initially when you pivoted? How did you make that transition? And is your nutritionist website and all the work that you had done before, is it still out there? Do you still yeah. have that business too?
Yeah, no, that's still out there. And I really use it as social proof that the way that my framework, I call it the media spotlight framework, the framework that I teach my clients with works, because I do, I probably do one or two TV segments about cocktails every month. You know, I'm on a national TV show or I'm streaming channel from doing that, because I want to be able to show that the way that I do things can get you on air no matter what you're talking about. Because a lot of people feel like, well, if I'm not an expert in X, I can't go on TV and talk about X, but you can. My business isn't really lifestyle and health anymore, but I can still get on TV and talk about cocktails, because the story and the opportunity to educate their audience about what I'm talking about, that's what's important to the producer. And I think that's a mind shift that a lot of people need to have. You know, For me, I really started doing more one-on-one support and consulting. I have my group program, I did one last year. Honestly, I had one meeting in person before the pandemic started, and then we went online. And that lasted all of last year. So I'm launching my next group program actually next week, my new group program, my Media Spotlight Accelerator, starts next week. And that's a program that's going to go to the end of the year and not only helps you get your business set up, but I teach you how to get media and how to make your business work for you, because I'm tired of women telling me that they work 10-hour days and not making any money. Like it honestly, it keeps me up at night thinking how many women are out there that have such passion and have such an amazing story that people need to hear to be inspired to make moves in their own life, and they're not being heard.
And this is a group coaching program, right, that you're launching. Yes. Tell us a little bit about how you've structured it, but also you're launching it next week. Tell us a little bit about how that launch has been. What did you do? How are you launching it? Give us all the good details.
Well, so I'll tell you, one reason I really love doing podcasts like this is because I can actually tell the truth and we can have like a real conversation about it. So I launched it last year. I was going to launch it again and I never did. So like the landing page that's up and all the things that people are going to see in the next week, I've actually had created since last April. And I was really blocked myself because I had an experience with a group of women that I was friends with that they kind of dropped me. You know, I won't go into the whole big story, but they kind of dropped me in the sense where I needed people to show up for me and they didn't show up for me. So as I was trying to relaunch this program, the feeling that no one was going to show up kept blocking me from doing it. And it really stopped me from doing a lot of other things that I wanted to do late last year, because I was so afraid that I wasn't enough and I wasn't going to have people show up for me and people weren't going to like what I had to say. And I created this whole story around that I wasn't doing the right thing because these people didn't do what I needed them to do. You know, when friends kind of show you who they are, sometimes it really threw me. These are people I was friends with for a long time they just didn't show up the way that I needed them to show up. I had unfortunately we lost my father-in-law in a tragic way, and they just kind of disappeared on me. And it not only did the tragedy really screw with me a little bit, but not having the people who I thought were going to be in my community. Thank God I have an online community of entrepreneurs and friends, because when I finally was able to articulate why I wasn't doing it last, I think October, November, December is really when I kind of like worked through the blocks. And, you know, being bullied in elementary school and, you know, having the mean girl in high school tell me that my hair wasn't pretty or whatever it was really came up for me. And I was able to, through some little therapy and through talking to a lot of my entrepreneur friends, to help get through that block. But it did take me until last month to say, okay, I'm finally ready. I was working on so many other things and I kept putting it off because I didn't want to face it. And I didn't want to take the chance of me putting it out, I did a workshop last week, which leads into into the launching of the group program. But I didn't want to face the fact that even though I've done all this work, that little voice, that little 8-year-old inside of me was still like, maybe no one's going to show up. Maybe no one's going to come. But I'm happy to report that I had an overwhelming response to the workshop. And I'm trusting the universe that I'll have an overwhelming response to the group program. But I just want everyone to hear that piece of it, because I do have a lot of people that look up to me for what I've created. When people hear that I've been in Oprah and I've done all these things and I've been on TV, people, you know, try to separate me a little bit. But I want everyone to understand that no matter what level people are at, if you're looking at somebody who's a 7-figure earner and has 100 million followers, they feel the same way that you do. Every time you level up to something else, every time you push yourself to something else, you feel the same way. You're not good enough. It's really scary. It's overwhelming. I'm going to hide under the covers. And what I've created for myself is this tiny 2-word mantra that some mornings helps me get out of bed, and I helps a lot of my clients because I share it with them. And it's just this: just be brave. That's it. Oh, it's 3 words. Just be brave. That's it.
I think that's very important to just remind everybody that everybody mm-hmm. feels the way that you are feeling, Beth, as you had gone through that process last year. You mentioned that you were launching your group coaching program / online course. I know you have an online course that goes with it. Next, you launched it with a workshop. Tell us a little bit about how you found people for your workshop. Were they on your email list? Did you find mm-hmm. them through social media? Did you do any paid advertising? Tell us a little bit about your traffic strategy, if you would.
Of course. So I did no paid ads. What I did is for the last probably eight months, I understood that I was having problems like moving forward with the programming, But what I could do is nurture my email list and be really, really consistent with them and really, really interactive with them. So that's one thing I really leaned into was every Tuesday at 8 o'clock, you knew if you were on my list, you were getting that email. And if you responded, you got a response from me within 3 hours. And that's a promise I made to my community. And if you are in my Clubhouse rooms, or if you're on any, and I talk about that on any of my lives, you will get a live response from me, because that's the way that I want to be treated. If I'm in somebody's community and I ask them a question, I don't want to wait 3 days to get an answer. So cultivating that relationship and that trust with my email list, and I don't care if your email list is 20 people or 2,000 people or 20,000 people. If you are having that email list and you can nurture them and have a real relationship with them, when you put programs out there or you sell templates or whatever you're selling, whatever you're trying to get people to enroll in, if they trust you, it honestly doesn't matter what the program is. It honestly doesn't matter what the product is. If they're in on you, they will find a way to get your education into their lives. Like, I want to put it this way. If somebody is in on you, and I mean 100% in on you, they will find a way to fit you into their life. I think as entrepreneurs, we're so hard pushing us into our community's life. It's got to be the other way around. And that's the way you keep a client for longevity. And for me, it was posting on social media consistently, really nurturing that email list, showing up on video and on reels, and just on, like, this is the other piece of it, just being my messy self. And I used to have a thing about my hair had to be straight if I did the video. Like, I had, you know, blown out, my makeup perfect, the whole thing. I found filters. I don't have to do that anymore. So it was those three things. It was nurturing, being consistent, and just being myself. And that's the way that I had people show up.
And the power of an email list.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think people is forget. Often overlooked. You mentioned Clubhouse, so I'll take a little bit of a tangent here, because I know a lot of people are maybe wanting to test it out and haven't had a chance yet. Can you tell us what your experience has been with Clubhouse, and how do you use it?
So I'm a big Clubhouse lover, and I have 7 invites to Clubhouse. So if anyone actually doesn't have an invite and is interested, just DM me on Instagram the word Clubhouse, and I will send you the invite for yourself. Because I know how powerful Clubhouse is. I actually did a Clubhouse room this morning and somebody asked me that question. They were like, how does Clubhouse affected your business? It has doubled my business, but it has doubled my passive income business. Meaning that let's go back for a second. Clubhouse is a social audio app. If you don't know what Clubhouse is, just Google it. There's a million articles about it, but it's a place that you can show up. Like, this morning when I did Clubhouse, I was literally like, I had a face mask on. So, you know, you don't need to show up for it, and I host, I'm on a panel in 2-3 rooms a week, as well as I host my own room. And the reason it works for me is because I think you can tell by now, I like to talk and I like to communicate by talking and having conversation. And that's why Clubhouse really works for me. And I've leaned into creating relationships through Clubhouse, and I've been able to cultivate my community a lot faster, but also been able to have a closer relationship with my community, because we can have a conversation. Because when they see you on social or they get their emails, really, it's really a one-way communication. In Clubhouse, you really get to know each other's hearts. And that has really solidified a lot of relationships that I never would have had without it.
And I like the differentiation that you made there. And what's one of the reasons why I like Clubhouse, like versus doing a Facebook Live, is because you can have that two-way communication. So thank you for bringing that up. So let me ask you this. You've been doing this for a while, and I know you have your launch next week, but what do you see as next steps for your business for the rest of the year?
For me, since the program is going to go for the rest of the year, I want to cultivate bigger TV shows for myself. You know, my goal for this year is to be on Good Morning America in a PR media capacity, meaning to come on and maybe give advice to a small business owner or talk about collaboration over competition, something in that realm. So that's what I'm working towards. I'm actually in creating the framework for a TV show working on developing a TV show and getting people interested in doing that with me, so that I can develop that for either, you know, maybe NBC or even a streaming channel. And we're also working on a conference that'll be in New York City, I think September, October, where I'm going to bring my favorite media people together with my community, as well as anyone else that wants to come, and really have not only the real conversations about how and why and what we do, but being, I, for me, the one thing I hate is going to these big conferences for moms and all you do is sit there for 3 days. Like that, to me, that's the worst. But I want to create a conference where, yes, you're going to come and listen, but we're also going to spend an hour and a half getting actual work done, where you have the people in the room that are going to help you make that happen for yourself. So it could be about branding. It could be about reels. For me, it's always about creating the contacts or creating the opportunity to find the contact within your phone already that can get you some media that you didn't realize you had. Like I ask everybody, I'm going to do it right now. Anybody that's listening to me right now, I want you to open up your Facebook app, go to your community page, go to your town's community page and write this. Do you or someone you know work in media? Can I get an introduction? And then hit send or hit post. You know, you can put a nice background behind it or whatever, but I fully believe that everybody that's listening and everybody that's around us knows somebody who knows somebody in media. And when you start asking the questions and when you start letting people know that that's what you're interested in and that's the way that you want your business to go, those people will come out of the woodwork and help you. When I was looking for a book agent, I did exactly that. I put on my town's Facebook page, who knows a book agent? 8 perfect strangers. I live in a big town. 8 perfect strangers connected me with book agents, and that's how I got my agent.
So I have to ask you, because you brought some of this up. Let's just say, and you know, I have a PR expert here with me. So yeah, I know everybody's wondering these questions. Let's just say that your goal is to get featured on Entrepreneur Magazine or Forbes Magazine or Inc. Magazine or Fast Company or whatever. How in the world do you go about doing that?
Well, so if you were working with me or the people that are going to be in my group program, depending on where you are in your business. So let's start with somebody who's new. So if you're new, I want you to start local. I want you to call your local newspaper. I want you to literally pick up the phone and call your local news station and say, "Hi, my name is Beth. I'm looking to connect with your lifestyle report, your lifestyle producer. Who can I speak to?" And then tell them your story. Give them an idea. Like, I want to come on and make spring cocktails. It's summer. I want to come on and make summer cocktails for your audience so that they can be healthy when they drink by the pool, right? Like, it's simple as that. Remember, you're talking to people. So I always say start local and then you go regional and then you go national. There are always those opportunities for you to hit something national because somebody likes your story. And I could tell you, like, the big places like entrepreneur.com and Good Morning America, the Today Show, all that kind of stuff, they look for local and regional story ideas from looking at local papers. Like years ago, when I worked at the Tonight Show, I would literally sit in a room for hours each week and just go through local papers looking for stories. So if your goal is to be an entrepreneur.com, you need to start somewhere and you start local. But as you grow and as you get bigger, I want you to really pay attention to who in that magazine or who on that online property is writing about what you talk about. And I want you to make a friend. It's high school, guys. I know some of us hated high school, but it's a little bit of high school. Meaning, if you like what they're writing about, then tell them, literally comment on their post, slide into their DMs. I really liked your article on X because I do X and I think it's really important to get the story out into the world. You're not asking them for anything. You're complimenting them. And for them on the other side, how happy would you be if you're a writer and some stranger just tells you how much they like your writing? Right? Like how many times do we need to be seen or acknowledged? And that's what you're doing for them. And they know that you're doing that, not only because you like the article, but because you want them to cover you. It's not a secret, but this is the way it's called. I call it media dating. It's like the media dance. So creating those relationships with people who are in the places that you want to be will get you to those places you want to be. But you do have to start somewhere because primarily you're not going to get onto those places unless you have some coverage first. And that's just the way, you know, you have to crawl before you walk.
So thank you for indulging me and taking that little tangent there. I know everybody loved hearing your advice there, and you brought it some tips there that I wasn't even aware of. So thank you for that. So the last closing question I have for you, Beth, is what advice do you have for other online course creators or entrepreneurs out there?
Besides working with me?
Well, I think it's clear they need to work with you if they're interested in PR.
No, yeah. Honestly, it's just being yourself. And I know that sounds silly, but if you are not 100% your messy self online, I want to acknowledge that and I want you to encourage you and give you permission to be it. You know, when I put out videos or I do stories where I'm like, you guys, I'm having a really hard day, that's when people engage with me more. I did a video a couple, I think last month. I was like, everything's working and it's making me nervous, right? Like, finally, I'm getting to a point where I have my clients, everything's going, I got my TV stuff. I'm like, but why is this happening? You know, I get very overwhelmed and I get more responses from being honest about what's going on with me. I also share, I have good days. And when we share both sides of that, then our audience not only can really see who we are and they can see our heart, because so often content creators are just talking about their content, right? And they're not showing how their dog pooped in their kitchen, or they're not, or how their kid pooped in the kitchen, you know, or whatever that silly thing is that happened in your life, sharing a little piece of your life. And I want to caveat that I don't share my kids' lives. My kids are 17 and 19. At this point, they're like, I don't care anymore, but I didn't want to share those lives before they gave me permission to do so. So if that's good with you, share your kids' lives. It's not a choice that I made for my own family. But if you watch me, you know I have kids. You know I've been married for a long time. You know I have two pit bulls, even if you don't see them, because I talk about it all the time. Because we forget that people need to know, like, and trust you before they buy from you. And to know you means to actually know you, not know the persona you're putting out there or as your business owner. You have to be a person. And again, if they're in on you, it doesn't matter what you're doing, they're going to find a way to put you into their lives. It's so simple, yet so, so hard.
Showing the messy part of you. I love what you just said there, Beth. And I think that's, something that all of us, some people are, it's easier for some people than others. I would say that for me personally, it's not as easy. I don't really share details about my kids. I do share details about my dog for sure. I think a lot of people know that I have kids, and once in a while I'll share information about their baseball games or some of the stuff they're going through. But I love the tip that you gave us there. So Beth, where can people find you?
Oh, thank you so much. So you can find me on almost every media platform at Beth Nydick. And you can also go to BethNydick.com, click under programs, and you can see my media spotlight accelerator coming up next week.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Beth. I enjoyed chatting with you and learning all about your entrepreneur journey and all the details between, the Oprah and the cookbook. And we're also going to make sure we have the links to the cookbooks. And so thank you for sharing everything.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. But if you do have a local bookstore, please call them first. It's really important to really support them, especially now.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you love the show, we'd appreciate a review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast platform, and show us some love there. Have a great rest of your day, and bye for now.